We actually did 2 days of due diligence, which included the men's team as well. The majority of the time was spent on the men's team with the accountants and the lawyers, and the ladies' team just came along with it. So whilst we were aware that there was some debt in there, we didn't fully understand the business model of what the revenue streams are, what the ticket sales were. What point do I pull the plug, in essence? I was working flat out during the transfer window, which is presumably the period that you're talking about. And in the transfer window, we still had 5 or 6 irons in the fire. And we were still hoping that we would get all sorts of financial support and sponsorship and partnering agreements. It was only during the last 2 weeks, really, after the window had closed, that almost every iron I pulled out the fire was going cold. I feel let down by the FA generally, I have to say. That's right across the piece. I can't see a future in the current guise for ladies football. I just can't. And that absolutely pains me. Way before I was involved in Notts County during the World Cup last year, I was tweeting, if you look back on my Twitter record, saying, I love women's football. It's fantastic. It's genuine. It's authentic. It's skillful. And I absolutely loved it. But in the current setup with the current structure, I just don't see it succeeding. The chief exec and the COO have been very supportive, although they might feel it, in terms of liaising with the FA, the PFA. So we're trying to find them other clubs. I understand that 4 of them are on the verge of doing that. I have said, in terms of my personal commitment, that no lady will be homeless. So if that takes 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, I will ensure their accommodation is paid for. So all this homeless is gravely exaggerated. They certainly won't be homeless, and I will support them as much as I can in that regard.